All right, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest this morning is a living legend at her very young age, okay, from the great city of Chicago. We're all from Chicago. We have that in common, as a matter of fact. She is an Academy Award-winning actress, also a Grammy-winning singer, Grammy Award-winning singer. That is so major to have both of those accolades. She's making her blockbuster return to the big screen in her role as the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, in the movie Respect. She also has the only original song in the movie. It's entitled Here I Am. Please, let's find out more about the movie. It is in theaters tomorrow. Please get on your feet and welcome to the show, the Princess of Soul. I know because I follow her on IG, Miss Jennifer Hudson. Miss Jennifer Hudson, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
We're calling you Queen too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
Now,
Jennifer.
She the Queen. My fans deem me the Princess or something, but thank you.
you are all of that. You really are. Jennifer, we're going to just jump right into it. Respect, the movie, is the true story of the legendary star Aretha Franklin's journey to find her voice in the midst of the turbulent social and political landscape of 1960s America, in case you didn't know. So I got to ask you this. How excited were you to be asked to star by the Queen of Soul herself? Mm-hmm. How excited were you? I mean, what an honor.
I know. I am still in awe and excited. And I mean, it's beyond, because it was also a dream of mine to want to play her. So, and then for her to say she wanted me to play her, I'm still taking it in, you know? It's nothing you can just take lightly. So it's like, did this really just happen? Did I do this? You know, and you know, so it's a lot.
I can only imagine, especially if she herself asked you. And, you know, as we read her biography and everything, all Aretha Franklin ever wanted was respect. So there could be no other title for this movie. And I got to ask you this. How did Miss Franklin, the Queen of Soul, impact your life and your career?
Oh, my God. She's been such a huge impact and a blueprint, everything. Like, even growing up in church, singing. That's what I grew up singing in church, singing Amazing Grace. And then I didn't realize until we were filming, like, wait a minute, that was her arrangement of Amazing Grace, too? She, her song was my American Idol audition song, my American Idol tour song. So she's always been a blueprint. And then I've been blessed to be able to tribute her, I don't know, numerous times throughout my career, and then also develop a relationship with her as well. So, and then she became more of a friend, a mother figure, and just someone that's just been in my life personally as well. So she's been has had a huge impact and a blueprint for me.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And yeah, and I mean, here you are, an award, Academy Award winning actress. You get a call. Is that how it happened? You got a call from Aretha asking you to play her?
We had our first meeting 15 years ago, right after I won my Oscar for Dreamgirls, about me portraying her. And we were in New York, and she said, "What, your style something?" I was like, "Well, I am sitting at the table with the Queen of Soul. I mean, oh my God." That was the initial meeting. And then she called me about 8 years later while I was on Broadway, and she said, "I've made my decision, and it is you who I want to play me, young lady." So it's always been in the back of my mind, like, okay, just having it in mind of portraying her one day, and every tribute I would look at as my audition for the role.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Aretha Franklin song?
Oh, that is the hardest question, because I'm a fan first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ooh, Oh Me Oh My. Of course, Ain't No Way. I fought for that to be in the film. And also, I love All the King's Horses.
Okay.
That's another one of my favorites. Yes.
Okay, Jennifer. So her album, Young, Gifted, and Black, Rocksteady, that is my favorite song of all time. When I hear Rocksteady, everybody knows I will go crazy.
Jennifer.
Just the lyrics.
I need to see you do this.
Oh,
yes, you
girl.
Do. Yes, you do.
Jennifer, I go absolutely crazy over that song. So that's why, you know, Shirley was talking about our favorite songs, and Rocksteady is that one for me. All respect, all hail
it's
to
so
the Queen.
Good.
Yeah. Yes, because yeah. her voice was so distinctive.
Yeah. It was She's my just favorite singer, mm-hmm. period.
Remarkable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that, her voice? One
of the greatest
singers of all
anointed.
Time.
Go ahead. Yeah. She was anointed.
Amen to that.
Hands
mm-hmm.
down. Like, you can't be taught that. That was a gift from God, and it was her mm-hmm. calling, and yeah. it obviously all her own. And to me, the most amazing thing is, like, how often do you run across artists, or she's beyond an artist, that is 100% great in every area, like vocally, the greatest vocalist. And then she's a really amazing musician as well, and mm-hmm. songwriter, and it goes mm-hmm. on and on and on, you know? Like, she was music,
yes.
and that was a gift. So she was yes. gifted. That was yeah. She's anointed, and that was her calling, you know?
Yes.
And Jennifer,
yes.
you have an original song in this movie, Respect, called Here I Am, Singing My Way Home. It's featured on the soundtrack, of course. Tell us about the song yes. and how that came about, please.
Well, thankfully, Jamie Harmon, who was the songwriter on the song, came up with the idea that Carole King should write it. And I was like, oh, my God, this is genius. Of course, Carole King, because Carole King wrote Natural Woman, right? Uh-huh. So it's like, uh-huh. and her and Aretha were, you know, they had their relationship as well. And so we just sat and spoke from our experiences with her, and that's where the song Here I Am came from. And then the singing my way home part, Carole said, Jennifer, you have to write on this. And that's my church roots coming in the introduction. And I always say, I'm singing my way home. And who can't say that Aretha didn't sing her way home? You know, so I thought that was very befitting
yes,
to have that as the bow, you know, to put the cherry on top in tribute to her in film by having Carole King write it. The title track for the film.
Wow. More with Jennifer Hudson at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are having girl talk with our girl, Jennifer Hudson, the Princess of Soul. You know, the other thing about Aretha was her fashion sense. I love the way she
yeah.
dressed. How much fun did you have in the movie with the fashions, Jennifer?
I had a ball. I had 83 costume changes and 11
wow.
wig changes.
Girl, you better rock it.
Made me feel that much more like, oh, this is what the queen must feel like, because it had me feeling really royal and queen-like. And one of my favorite looks was her birthday. It's a scene from her birthday. And mm-hmm. I was like, who puts this on? Oh, my God. For their birthday. Oh, the queen of soul. And she had this big old fur on and this
yes.
golden dress. It was just beautiful. And Clint Ramos did the costume, and Lawrence mm-hmm. Davis did the hair, and Stevie did the makeup. Like, everybody put their hearts into this project.
Uh-huh.
It's a passion
uh-huh.
project for us all.
Mm-hmm. Another yeah. Oscar winner, Forrest Whitaker, stars as Aretha Franklin's father, Reverend C.L. Franklin. Mary J. Blige is in it. Of course, Marlon Wayans plays your husband. Tell us about their roles
yes.
in the movie.
Oh, my God. Well, this is my third time playing Forrest's daughter. he just makes you step your game up. Like, all of us are students instantly when he's on the set, so we're
uh-huh.
just really trying to absorb and learn from him. He takes CL to another level and really captures that. Mary J. Blige, y'all. Like, I'm like, okay, wait a minute, on set. Like, so you got Mary J. Blige and Jennifer Hudson playing Diana Washington and Aretha Franklin. Like, I mean, it's like, what is that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To have
right,
her there,
right.
I couldn't
uh-huh.
imagine anybody else playing that role. And then Marlon Wayans, like, people are going to see him like they've never seen him before. When my son got done watching the film, he's like, I want to fight Marlon. He's like, it felt too real, you know? Like, he uh-huh. really brought Ted to life on screen. And I was like, man, Jamie Foxx is, like, one of my favorite co-stars. But then I was like, but then Marlon might be taking the title, because Jamie didn't buy me gifts like Marlon. So we had a blast.
Go for the gifts,
a
Jennifer.
Blast.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, I know Jamie sang songs in between takes, but Marlon, he bought me flowers, gifts, chocolates. He fixed my food on set. Like, in between takes, it was really mm-hmm. a great experience working
wow.
with all of them, though.
And that's going to be kind of interesting, though, Jamie Foxx and Marlon Wayans both being comedians.
Comedians, yeah.
You know, playing these serious
dramatic roles.
Wow.
roles. Mm-hmm.
That's unique.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be really surprised by Marlon in this. He did amazing.
Oh.
It's so awesome to see him in a different capacity.
Jennifer, yeah. what do you think the Queen of Soul would say about your performance?
You know, I can only hope and pray she would be pleased, and I know she would know it was from the heart. And
uh-huh.
I was like, ma'am, I'm going to do what you say do. And that's how I was able to get through it, like knowing that she gave me the encouragement too, because other than that, I wouldn't have been able to, and I would have never did it. And I think she would be pleased with that. But one thing I know for sure, she would say, now I'm the queen of salt. That's what she would say. And it's like, yes, ma'am, we all know our place.
Yes. All right, Jennifer, hang on if you could, okay? We want to talk more with you, okay? We'll be back with our girl, Jennifer Hudson, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve.
Okay, hey, in case you didn't know, we are with our girl, Carla and I, having a little girl chat this morning with Jennifer Hudson, the star of the movie that opens on Friday called Respect. I'm sure you've heard about it, a little movie about the life of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. We're here with our girl, Jennifer Hudson.
I got a question to
go ahead.
Jennifer, what could you say to the younger generation of people that don't know all of this history about the Queen of Soul? What would you say to encourage them to go see this movie, get the soundtrack, so they can learn themselves something about music?
The Queen.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I sit with a bunch of boys all day, and right. I love that they are now learning of her through the project and knowing more about it. Like, because for all of us, we all know the songs, but sometimes you don't know who it is. And right. So I feel like that's the power of biopics. And it's the bridge that teaches the next generation of music and legends and icons like that. But it's so much greatness in it. And I feel like the biggest takeaway I feel she would want them to have is owning your own voice. And that's the undertone of this. Because it wasn't until the Queen of Soul owned her own voice that we got our Queen of Soul. So if we all took the time to search within ourselves and find our voice and own our voice, what king and queen lies under there? So I think she would be an inspiration to them to finding that. Yes.
What did you find out about her that you didn't know? I know you've been friends with her and everything, but there had to be something that you learned. What was that one takeaway?
It was quite a few, but I didn't realize how close she was to Dr. King. Even thinking of like the struggle, how involved she was in activism and to know the cost of it, like during that time, to see the courage and the bravery that she had to us today, listening to those songs. Oh, it's a dope song with a dope artist. But when you go back and you look at the circumstances and the conditions that they lived through and that she went through and still prevailed through to stand up and be an advocate and using our platforms, the way she chose to use her platform, she could have simply just been an artist and a singer and didn't stand up for the people and become one with them and advocate for everyone in her position, but she did. And that's power in that, and that's what makes her a shero. I'm not going to say hero, a shero. And you can't help but to respect that much more when you see the conditions and the circumstances and the cost of it all.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. Respect. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I know. Definitely. Yes. I just, she could do anything. She could absolutely do anything.
She really could. She really could.
I
think she will inspire others to see that they can too as well, you know?
That's right. Well, Jennifer, this movie, I can't wait. I think I told you off the air that I haven't been this excited since Black Panther to see a movie. Seriously. And to see you playing her, I don't think there was any other choice to be made but you, quite frankly. You have the voice,
you have the acting chops.
You know, we love you.
So I got before we go, Jennifer, so what's been going on? Mommy, you know, we know you got the movie Respect and you're working, but your personal life, how's your son? What's going on?
Who you dating?
You know what? He's just turned 10. No, turned 12. His birthday.
Girl.
And he's going to seventh grade. It's
nice.
A lot going on during this time, but he is the sweetest kid ever. I'm a basketball mom, so
yes.
I keep a whole basketball team pretty much. I call it Camp David. It's him and eight of his cousins. I have eight boys in the house at one time, and everything is about basketball all day, every day. Basketball in the bedroom, basketball. He got a room in the bedroom, in the pool, in the garage, and I play with them too. So I love going to their games. It's the best.
Well, Jennifer, we love you so much. We're so proud of you. Congratulations, and you may be up for another Oscar. You just never know. I'm thinking that.
Amen.
Respect is
Thank
in theaters
you so
nationwide.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Respect is in theaters nationwide tomorrow, and the Respect soundtrack with Jennifer's only original song in there, Here I Am Singing My Way Home, will be available to download on all platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one, the only Princess of Soul herself, Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, Junior is in for the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.